everybody, welcome back to the Trick Podcast of Joy and Gosa TV on this beautiful, what is today? I think today is Thursday, July 8th. My Gosa bell right there, 2:30 p.m. here in the afternoon in the Los Angeles area, Long Beach, California. Welcome back to my channel. Welcome back to this episode, talking today about what is happiness. What is happiness? True happiness. Is it God? Is it family? Is it money? Is it success? Is it a perfect body? Is it education? Is it all of the above? Is it your family, your kids being happy? And is it, what does it mean to be happy? Well, obviously, we all can quickly move to God and faith, but are you being honest with yourself? So in my case, I'm an Enneagram 3. And so a lot of this has to do with personality. So my personality type as a 3 is that I think that success, external success, is happiness. That the things that I accomplish externally is what will make me happy, give me that feeling of happiness, give me that sense that I am well, that things are good. So that means degrees, a perfect body, a full church, a full head of hair, you name it, all the externals. As they say, pews and plates. And what happens, of course, is those are the things that I don't have. And those are the things that some people say, even if I had them, I wouldn't be happy. Now, I don't totally agree with that, because when I was in the best shape of my life, I was very happy. When I was studying to get my master's degree, I was very happy. When I had successful churches, I did feel very happy. But now that I don't have those things, how can I then find my happiness, and where? And is happiness even the goal? Some people would say that suffering is the goal, that perseverance, that humility is the goal. So, well, I am learning that the thing that I am successful at is actually what does and what could bring me happiness if I allow it to. If I move my emotions and my thoughts towards that which I'm already successful at, and what I have invested many years and many hours and much energy and prayers into, and that is my marriage and our 3 children. For someone that is a driver, achiever like me, I tend to, I guess, take that for granted, maybe even minimize that success in my marriage and in my personal life. And in on the altar, I may minimize it, or I may not appreciate it, because I want external success. And family and happiness in your marriage is not external. If I didn't have those things, I would be depressed. And I guess you could say they are external, but what I mean is they're not job related. For a 3, it's all about your job. It's all about achieving things professionally. Now, because people are smarter than we are, everyone tells me that I'm already successful. No matter how big or small my church is, no matter how awesome my hair is or isn't, because they see my marriage, and they see our kids, and they see the 5 of us and the love that we have, and they see success. And I think that here in the middle of all this change that I'm going through as a man at midlife, and not having the external success that I have always, that I have worked so hard for, is humbling me and is perhaps moving me to appreciate and to find my happiness in what I do have. And it makes me very emotional, because those are the things that I truly have worked hard for. I have worked hard at being a faithful husband for 26 years, to date my wife, to love my wife, to be committed to her, to honor her in the ways that she needs and deserves. I'm not a perfect husband. I'm not saying that I am some sort of example of perfection, but I can say that I feel very happy with my success in our marriage. And then, of course, our children. I have spent so much time investing into our kids' lives. from the day they were born, even before then, till today as 23, 21, and 18, 20, and 22-year-olds. And I am very proud of that because I wish I had had that. Of course, I did have that in some ways, only because of distance that my parents weren't not able to do everything they could for me. But my grandmother, of course, did, and my uncles, and of course, my church and music and God. But I have committed to having our kids feel loved by me, teach them what I know, learn how to love them best, how to better love them, teach them the ways of Jesus, the ways of how to think and how to be social and how to be successful and how to grieve and all the things that I spend so much time learning myself. I have passed those on, and I continue to pass those things on to them. And they are a true joy in my life. And by the grace of God, and only by the grace of God, they haven't messed up their lives or gone off the path of Jesus. I just baptized my son 2 weeks ago. And, you know, when he came up out of the water, I couldn't wait to hug him, and he hugged me. And it was one of those moments that I actually felt a little awkward because the other people didn't hug me. And, you know, it's just one of those things, like, do you hug or not? And plus I wasn't wet, so I didn't know if people wanted to hug me and get me wet, or I don't know, silly stuff. But my son, who I love with my whole heart, he came up out of the water and he hugged me, and I hugged him back with one of those I love you, son, hugs that I give him every day, and I kiss him all the time. And it's been really amazing and telling how people have commented so much on that hug, on those 2-3 seconds, because people could tell that that was a genuine hug. I wish I had my dad to hug me right now, today. I wish I had my mom near me. She's, by the grace of God, she is alive, but she doesn't live close to me. But I am that father. And I did have my mom here last year, and my father was with me as long as he could. And I do have other people, of course, that love me. But even if I never have success once again in the externals of pews and plates and butts and budgets, even if I never have a doctorate or have a perfect a six-pack and have a church of 10,000, I am learning the hard way to realize that what I already have is my success and is what grounds me and is my happiness and is a result of God's grace and a lot of hard work on both my part and then my wife, of course, and all 5 of us. And the grace and the prayers of many people, my mom and everyone who loves us, our church who has loved us, our churches who have loved us for all these years. And if success or loss comes in terms of jobs or career or whatever it may be, external stuff, if I don't earn another dime through my work, which of course I want to, I am learning to let my life speak, to let my life tell me that I am happy and that, you know, there's a couple of meetings this week that I'm a little nervous about of what the future will hold in terms of career and things like that. And Rochelle also is thinking through a lot of career stuff, but I'm realizing that my success is already before me. And that is my wife, our marriage, our happy marriage, our solid marriage, imperfect but yet committed. And then the love of our children. And I don't have to try harder. I don't have to beg. I don't have to prove to me, to God, to anyone that I am successful in those areas. People see it. I feel it. I know it to be true. And this stripping that's happening, this atonement, if you read Joseph Campbell, this you that I'm going through here at midlife is revealing the layers inside of me that are the most beautiful. The love of my wife, the love of our kids, my mom, of course. And then, of course, I mean, the love of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and what he's put in me as far as talents and passions and music and songs and sermons and all the rest. And do I wish I had a doctorate? Of course. Do I wish I pastored the church of 10,000? Of course. Do I wish I was as awesome and the best shape that I was in my early 40s? Of course I do. But that may or may not come. But what matters is that my happiness is not dependent on those things. As a hymn writer says, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. And maybe what I could say is my hope is built, or my joy is built, my success is built on Jesus and on the marriage that I have, my beautiful wife, and the beautiful kids that God's given me, and the skills and passions that He's deposited in my heart by grace, and the people that do love me, and my parents, and all of you who love me and who I love, and the future is bright, and He will not let me fall. He will not let you fall. He is never weary. He will not let you or I fall. He's kept us through this pandemic. The vaccine has helped many of us. I thank God for the vaccine. And like I joke, give me the next one and the next one and the next one till this thing just disappears. And I want to encourage all of you, we have 100 followers or so on this podcast, to get vaccinated. Your kids, if they are of age, to get vaccinated so we can get rid of all these variants. And anyway, that's not the point of this podcast. My point is that I am even thankful, of course, for life and for the little and big things that really matter. And I'm going to go and hug my son here soon, like I do every day, and my daughters and my wife, and be proud of what I do have and what I have, what is successful. And when I think, well, you know, if I don't have a job, how can I provide? Or if I don't have a job, how can I pay for their college? If I don't have a job, how can I, whatever? That's silliness, because God has always provided. And I do have a job, and the future is bright. And I know that God is never going to let you or me or any of us fall. So I hope that this little talk on happiness and what happiness really is can help you. What success really is. I do not know what you consider or what you pursue as your happiness. I don't know if it's external, internal, if it's faith, if it's family, if it's all the things that I've mentioned. I do not know, because if we can be honest, we all have that one thing that we are pursuing them, and that we are striving for, that we think will make us happy. Maybe like I am doing, perhaps it's good that you look back at what you already have, and perhaps that you find your stability, your happiness, your success, your peace, whatever you're looking for. You may not even be looking for happiness, but whatever you are looking for, that you will find it in what you already have. That's my prayer for you today. Thanks so much for listening. If you would like to follow me and DM me, you can go to my Instagram @DavidTrigg. Thank you so much. I'll see you next time.